Andy, just first of all, give us your take on that one then. Impressive performance this afternoon and a 2-0 win.
Oh, I think it was a magnificent performance. Obviously, we're a little bit disappointed with the performance we win last week. Come here, local derby, very difficult game. They're on a great run. I thought we were comfortable all the game, to be fair. Worked extremely hard, changed the side a little bit, and I think we've fully justified 3 points today.
You had attacking intent, didn't you, from the start as well? It was a performance on the front foot throughout.
Yeah, we wanted to get into the faces right from the start. I think when it's a local derby, you know, there's no use sitting back. We said to them before they went out, you know, go and have a go and get at them. Go and try and get that first goal. It took a little bit of time, but eventually we did get it.
You'd had a couple of chances before it, hadn't you, as well, to almost put it in the back of the net. Did you worry at one stage it wasn't going to fall for you?
Well, you're hoping you just see the net bulge. Like I say, there's a couple of opportunities, but it didn't go in for us. But I thought it was a fabulous header. I was shouting at Kieran Freeman to place the ball properly because it was in a bit of a divot when he's taking the free kick. But a fabulous cross and a magnificent header.
And a rewarding goal as well for Steve Davis. He's been working hard, hasn't he, to try and get that?
Yeah, tremendously hard. And I think as a striker, you know, you're always wanting that first goal for you for a new club. I think don't know if it was playing on his mind or not, but it's always nice to get your first one. And tremendous header.
Someone who isn't struggling for goals at the minute is Jason Holt. He's going from strength to strength.
Well, 3-3 and impressive strike at the edge of the box. I mean, it's absolutely fluing. I didn't think he'd got enough power in his legs to actually do that. But, he's getting in the right positions at the right time. And what was pleasing was he hit the target, as in he did, you know, last week as well. Times we've had situations where we blazing him over the ball and things like that, but Holt is one of them. He concentrates and hits that target, and that's what happens when you hit the target.
And you side have cut with the pressure today, because coming into this, everyone was talking about Barnsley being able to close that gap to just 2 points, and your side have stood up to that test.
Yeah, exactly. We knew that. What we didn't want to do is lose today. You know, if it had been a draw, it would have been a draw. It was one of them things, but obviously to stop them gaining points on us, but to get the 3 points and to play in the manner that we have done, in front of obviously a magnificent crowd, absolutely brilliant.
What do you think this does for the playoff fight then?
Well, we were all down last week. This division, how tight it is, you get your ups and your downs, but after a disappointing result last week, we've come here, we're very, very positive. We've got a full squad. Nice to get Scoodle back on the pitch today. Brilliant. Terry Kennedy coming in, back from injury, I thought was outstanding with Brayford. So we've got a lot of choices. There's obviously a lot of people disappointed that they're not playing today, but that's how it's going to be. You know, we'll all stick together. And I think with the support that we've got, I thought the support today was absolutely magnificent. But if I could ask for one thing, you know, I'd like that to be like that on Tuesday night. We brought 6,000 people here, whatever it is today, absolutely never stopped singing, got behind us, and it helps. That would be appreciated if we could have that on Tuesday night as well.
Yeah, it's very different at Bramall Lane, isn't it? You get bigger crowds, 19, 20,000 there, but the atmosphere does seem a little bit more tense. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair. You know, listen, we're not saying about the number of supporters that come to this club. They support the club absolutely magnificently well throughout the turnstiles. What we do need is a little bit of that vocal support like we've had today.
Would a win on Tuesday night secure a playoff place, do you think?
No, not at all. Not at all. We have to keep going. We'll keep going to the last game of the season. Be nice if we can get a result on Tuesday. And then we can obviously see where it puts us, but I don't think it will be enough on Tuesday night, but a win will take us in the right direction, that is for sure.
Andy, thanks for speaking to us.
No problem.